At a meeting Tuesday, the Haines Assembly approved the conceptual design for the second phase of the small boat harbor expansion project, but not without some hesitation.
I think we should postpone this decision.
That's Assemblyman Tresham Gregg. He said the Assembly needs to be sure this design is what the group wants.
I don't see a real reason for it to push through at this point in time, even though we've had a number of public meetings about it.
Gregg's motion to postpone a decision on the conceptual design for the sport boat launch and parking failed after Mayor Jan Hill broke a tie vote, but it received support from other members of the Assembly. Tom Morfitt raised concerns about the walkway that runs between the parking lot and the boat launch.
They placed the bathroom here, the park here, and in between you got guys backing up and a trail going right behind those cars backing up. I mean, that to me is just the apex of illogic.
Morfitt said the Assembly already brought up the safety concern. The group recently passed a motion opposing the installation of a public trail leading across the boat ramp. After that, engineers nixed having a seawalk with interpretive signs and a designated trail. But they said it was still important to have a pedestrian route, a sidewalk. Heather Lendy supported the idea of having more time to work on the design.
I think we have an opportunity to figure some things out before we send the engineers off on the drawings and get it all lined up in exactly this way.
But Brenda Josephson pushed back on delaying the process.
This has gone through an exhaustive public process. There were meetings at the Chilcap Center on it. The Planning Commission had meetings, Parks and Rec, Ports and Harbors. I believe in a robust public process. I would like to see us respect that process.
Sean Mady reminded the Assembly that there will be more opportunities to add more details to the design later in the process.
These have been through exhaustive meetings, and I know people are excited about a possible washdown station or a boat storage area or in stuff like that, but I remember at the last meeting when we were mentioning this to the designers, they said, yeah, we would love to find out about the washdown station, but we need to find out where the drainage would go first, and that's on the next stage of design.
Drawings will come back for public hearings at different stages of design. At the beginning of the meeting, Planning Commissioners Jeremy Stevens and Donnie Turner spoke in favor of moving the design forward.
There's a lot of issues, and we had to find common ground with parking spaces and green space and the new location of Lookout Park or Harbor Park or whatever it's going to be called. And I think that everybody came together and performed, and P&D responded, and I think we have a really good plan sitting on your desk tonight that's been approved by the Parks and Rec, Planning Commission, and Ports and Harbors.
This has been through all the public process, and I would hope that you would take your personal bias and follow the public process.
Mayor Hill broke another tie vote in favor of advancing the conceptual plans. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.